And no matter what else he does, no matter what else he does, the Greeks honor that. The Greeks honor that staggering ability in battle, just as they honor another person who is not entirely admirable, and that is Helen of Troy, who is the cause of immense suffering, who refers to herself, depending on how you translate the word, as a slut and a whore, but who is so unbelievably beautiful and desirable. So unbelievably beautiful and desirable that as she walks the walls of Troy, which is going to be destroyed on her account, her presence is going to lead to the death of everyone or almost everyone in Troy, and everyone in Troy knows it. As she's walking the walls, the men who are too old to fight look at her. Homer depicts this, and they say, you know, we do understand. We do understand. An amazing moment. An amazing moment. Her despicable now husband, Paris, has a line that is very important to understanding the story. And let me give it to you. Paris has been in his bedroom with Helen when he should be out fighting, and his admirable older brother Hector comes basically to bawl him out. And Paris freely admits he's not doing what he should. But he says this, still, don't fling in my face the lovely gifts, Helen, of golden Aphrodite. Not to be tossed aside are the gifts of the gods, those glories, whatever the gods give of their own free will. How could we ever choose them for ourselves? How could we ever get them for ourselves? This is a world about getting. This is a world about status. This is a world about being awesome. And people fight about those things, and people fight about the reputation that results from those things. If you want a model, and it's an incomplete model, and in some ways a dismissive model, but it's an evocative model and not totally inaccurate even so, think of junior high or high school with a bunch of very high hormoned and not terribly reflective boys. What do they care about? Who's cool? Who's on top? Who's dominant? The social pecking order. Who's the best athlete? Who's got the best, we won't use any dismissive word and say, young women. Sex. We care about that. Who's got cool stuff, the best stuff? Who's on top? That's what this world is about. All the way up and down the ladder. Humans and gods and goddesses alike. Because Homer only refers to this, but the story begins, the story of the Trojan War begins at a wedding banquet from which the goddess Eris, or Strife, has been excluded. In retribution, she plans to break up the party, and she does so by rolling an apple into the celebration, which has written on it to the most beautiful or to the fairest. And the problem, of course, is to determine which of the goddesses is the most beautiful and is the fairest. Here again, we have a dispute about respect and honor. The king of the gods, Zeus, will wisely have none of it. He defers the problem to the second son of Priam, king of Troy, whose name is Paris, or Alexandros, he has two names, who is herding sheep on Mount Ida. And the three goddesses appear, and they each ask him, who is the fairest? And they each bribe him. Hera, the queen of the gods, bribes him with power. Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war, bribes him with techne. Our word technology comes from it. The universal ability to do and know anything, all knowledge and all skill. But Aphrodite, the goddess of love, bribes him with total erotic fulfillment in the guise of marriage to Helen of Troy.